chapter number 9 in the book of John. John chapter number 9. I'm going to read a verse here in your hearing and maybe say a few words and then let you go. Put this on our heart. Chapter number 9 in the book of John. John, in his writings, he just told us all about Jesus. That's what he wanted to do in his writings, and every chapter just elaborated on who Jesus is. And it's a beautiful writing. Fact of the matter is, in the Greek original text, it's the most simplest book written in the Greek text. Isn't that amazing that John would be the one to be so simple in his writings, because Jesus was simple. The Bible said you wouldn't err though a wayfaring man couldn't err therein. I mean, it doesn't take an educated man to be saved. It just takes a willing man that they can be saved. It doesn't take an old man or a young man or middle-aged man. It's whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. John kept this simple that we could all understand it. He did in this chapter, chapter number 9. He told us about Jesus being the light of the world. The light of the world. He said in John chapter number 1 that he lighteth up every man that cometh into the world. He is the expressed image of God. He is the very image of his Father, and he is the revelation of God. We would have never known God had Jesus not come into the world. The Bible teaches us that he came into this world incarnate, God in the flesh, amen, robed in flesh, come and dwelt among us so that you and I could know God. What a revelation, amen. We would have never, think about it, how would we have ever known God? We might have known of him, but we would have never known him. We could have never had a personal relationship with God had it not been for Jesus Christ, the light of the world. What a blessing. In chapter number 9, we read about a blind man. The Bible tells us that this man was blind from his birth. And the disciples questioned his blindness, and perhaps thought it was because of his sin. But Jesus said neither it wasn't because he sinned, nor because his parents sinned, that he was born blind. But this was for the glory of God, that God would be recognized and that the Lord Jesus would be known as the light of the world. The Bible, and we know that the eyes are the light of the soul. They're where we gather our sight from. We get light. I kid, my eyes are small, and they're hidden behind my forehead. And I often kid with my wife. I'll say, if I raise my eyelids high enough up to get more light in, I can see more. It's amazing what light will do to the soul when you can see. Amen? And so when the light of the world comes in, we can see the truth about God, and we can know him in the free pardon of sin. Stand with me. Let me read one verse here in your hearing. Chapter number 9, verse number 25. Verse number 25. The Bible said, he answered and said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Yeah. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, again this morning, as humble as we know how. Thank you, dear Lord, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour, and I pray today, Lord, that you'd supply that need. Lord, help us to see. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd open up the blinded eyes, and Lord, let us see Jesus this morning. Lord, I pray again, Father, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let preaching be easy for us, just like it was the first time we ever tried to preach. We ask you, Lord, if there be one among us this morning that's in darkness, Lord, I pray that you'd illuminate their heart, Lord, and their mind, and let them see Jesus this morning, the light of the world. Lord, we pray now, Lord, that you'd open up the eyes of the blind. Lord, I pray now that you'd go with us in the service and give us the words that we need to say. Lord, let us leave here, Lord, with a better understanding about Jesus. Lord, I pray now that you'd go with us and what you do for us today. We'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for all that's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to talk to us this morning for just a little while, and out of this verse number 25, if the Lord will help us. The Bible said, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. I want to talk to us this morning about our testimony. I want to preach a little while, if God will help me, on our testimony. I believe that everybody that's ever been saved by the grace of God has a personal testimony. We have had a personal experience with God. The Bible tells us of this man, how that was born blind. How the Bible tells us that he had an experience one day, how when he met the Lord Jesus. How the Bible said that how when he had that he told the young man, he said neither he told his disciples, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. And you know this this story that I'm reading, that I read to you this morning. It's not necessarily that the blind man get glory, but that God be glorified in the blind man. That's the way it is when we're saved. We're saved by the grace of God, and it does benefit us, and it is for our better. But it's always for God's glory. Amen. That God saves sinners. Amen. The Apostle Paul said, wherein I am the chiefest of sinners. And our testimony, the Bible said, that this man, Jesus was a sinner or not. This man did not fully understand what and who and what had happened to him, nor who had opened up his blinded eyes. But one thing that he did know, that he was blind and now he can see. I don't believe that you have to know every theological question about the Bible to be saved. Fact of the matter is, I believe you have to know everything about God to be saved. But I do believe you have to know that you was once blind, but now you do see. Amen. That there had been a change had taken place, a revelation that had been revealed in your heart, that you were in darkness and the Lord Jesus Christ had come and opened up the blinded eyes and now you see. Thank God this morning for a testimony. And now testimonies sometimes are rendered vocally. Sometimes they're rendered by our actions. This man both. The Bible tells us that he can't see. But the Bible also tells us that the Pharisees round about him had noticed something different in this young man. That he was blind, but now he can see. They recognized he had been an outcast, not able to go into the temple of God. Because of his blindness, they believed that he had sinned and therefore was not worthy to worship God. But this young man, after the Bible tells us that he had received his sight and he was able to see, that he began to be questioned because of his religion and his affiliation with the church. The Bible said that because his eyes were opened up, the Pharisees, the religious folks, cast him out. They did not want to have anything to do with him because he now can see. Think about that this morning. Our testimony does bless the saint, but it stirs the sinner. I believe this morning with all of my heart that when a person truly saved and they have a salvation testimony, it does stir the heart of the sinner. This man's testimony was personal. It happened to him. Amen. I couldn't refute the fact that he could see, that he was blind, and now he sees. When I look at him, the Pharisees had gathered around him and his parents, questioning him how he can see. His parents would not answer them, said he's of age. Ask him. Ask him the question. I believe it is a personal relationship with the Lord. It's a personal testimony. what happened to me, I necessarily didn't happen the way what happened to me, the way it happened may not have happened to you in the same way. But we were all blind, and now we see, if we've ever been saved. But it's my testimony. Amen. It's my testimony. As a 16-year-old boy in an old-fashioned church house in a revival meeting, I came that night not expecting to get saved, but I left there a changed man. Amen. He made a difference in my life where once I didn't know anything about him. Wasn't raised up in church nor knew anything about the Bible. I couldn't quote John 3:16. I couldn't even tell you any book of the Bible. But there's one thing I do know, that I came there that night lost, and I left there that night saved. Hallelujah. He made the difference. It's my testimony, and it's personal. It's personal. But I want you to note in this testimony, it's all not only personal, but it's powerful. Amen. The Bible said, I know that whereas I was blind, now I see. Now, nobody else has ever done anything like this before. The question of this blind man receiving his sight baffled the Pharisee. It caused the religious bunch to turn upside down. They couldn't believe what happened. Salvation is always a miracle. Some people said, it's a miracle when you're healed with a disease. And yes, it is. It's a miracle to walk, to watch the crippled get up and walk. It's a miracle to watch the blind receive their sight and the deaf to hear. But the greatest miracle is when somebody gets born again. Nicodemus was baffled. A Pharisee, a very religious, smart, educated in God things, but I could not understand the miracle of the new birth. It's a mystery to those that are lost. But I tell you, it's a blessing, amen, and a power to those that are saved. He said, rather this man's a sinner or no. One thing I do know, I was once blind, but now I see. They questioned, wanting him to answer the question, was this man that healed you a sinner? What they wanted to do was to cast the Lord out. What they wanted to do was to discredit the works of God. And so what they wanted to do was get this young man to tell them that he was a sinner. But there's one thing he couldn't do. He couldn't say he was a sinner. He couldn't say he was a sinner. He couldn't say he wasn't a sinner. All he could say was, I was blind, but now I can see. What else can you say? Think about it. What else can you say? We may not all have just beautiful words. We may not always have the greatest eloquence of speech in our testimony. But when we come down to what it's all about, it's we were in darkness and we came to the light and now we can see. Thank God for the power of a testimony. I've seen grown men fall to their knees under the power of a testimony. I've seen lives changed because of their relationship with God. Drunks that have gotten off of whiskey just like that. Amen. Went home, poured the bottles out. Amen. And walk away from it forevermore. Once I was blind, but now I see. It's powerful. I tell you, what the Lord does, he does good. And he does right, and he does it forever. Amen, it's so powerful. But it always has its purpose. I believe a testimony always has its purpose. Wherever you're at. If you're in the church house, or if you're on the job, or if you're out in the merchant's place, it don't make any difference. It has its purpose. We may not know how to witness. We may not have all the right questions. But I'll say this, if we've got a testimony, it'll touch the hearts of sinners. I told you this before. I knew a man. I was pastoring a church in Winston County, and they told me, do not go to that man's house. He'll ask you all kinds of questions and he'll get you wrapped up trying to refuse your religion and confuse you. I said, that's the person I want to go see. And I went to visit in his home. His wife told me. I said, don't come over here. Said, he's made a fool out of many of preachers. I said, that's okay. I said, I'm going to go see him anyhow. And I went to his house, sat down, and sure enough, he started. I mean, he stood up, and he started questioning, and he started telling me from Genesis to Revelation. I just let him talk and let him talk. And for about 15, 20, 30 minutes, he just unloaded all kinds of Bible on me. And when he got through, he said, what do you think about that? Wanting me to answer those questions. And I said, sir, I said, it's evident that you know more about that Bible than I do. I said, but let me tell you what happened to me. And I began to tell him how when the Lord saved me, he sat down. He couldn't say another word. There was no question. There was no other answer. Amen. When we got through, he realized. I walked away from there. His wife with tears in her eyes as I walked out of the house. She said, preacher, said there's never been any preacher ever came and talked to him and just shut him up. I said, what else can you say? It's our experience. Our testimony has a purpose. Amen. In the ears of the hearer, religion gets thrown out the window. Amen. Knowledge gets thrown out the window. But experience of grace is in the heart of a saved man forever. Thank God for a testimony that has a purpose. If you don't give your testimony, that purpose gets hindered. Testimonies are important. They're needful in your life and in my life. They're needful to tell, and they're needful to be heard. Amen. The New Testament church, when they met on the first day of the week, every week, they gathered together with testimony. They would tell one another of the good things that God has done for them. I tell you, we ought not ever leave a service by what there's no testimony given. Well, always, somebody ought to tell something about Jesus. Amen. Somebody ought to stand up and testify to the goodness of God. That's what stirred my heart when I was a sinner. And it's what will stir their heart today if we'll keep telling what Jesus done. Amen. Testimonies have its purpose. But testimonies has its praise. The Bible said that this young man had answered those that came to him and said, why, herein is a marvelous thing, that ye know not from whence he is, and yet he hath opened mine eyes. Now we know that God heareth sinners. But if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he him heareth. They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and doest thou teach us that? And they cast him out. And Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said to him, doest thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him.
Yes.
I didn't know Jesus.
No.
I didn't know anything about Jesus. If you'd asked me questions when I got saved, and even perhaps when you got saved, about Jesus, I couldn't answer that. But there's one thing that I can say, that at the preaching of that name, that convicted my heart, and the Holy Spirit began to work in my heart, and God drew me to a place of repentance, and I repented. I trusted in him. In the name of Jesus, I knew him and of him, but when I got saved, I knew him. Yeah. Amen. This morning, he's worthy of our praise. A testimony gives praise to God. When we cease to testify,
We no longer praise God. When we cease to tell about Jesus, we begin to get weaker and weaker in our worship. This man, you couldn't have hushed him up for love nor money. You couldn't have done it. He was aiming to tell them folks that he was blind, but now he sees. They had something happen to that man that nobody else could ever take it away from him. The devil may take my Bible away from me. The devil may take this building and burn it down. But he can't ever get what happened to me as a 16-year-old boy in an old-fashioned church. I've got my testimony forever. I told my youngest boy. He was embarrassed that he got saved up here at the campgrounds at Gunner. I said, don't ever be ashamed of where you got saved, Dad. I said, just praise the Lord anyhow. I said, people that have gotten saved that know what you know, they know that that's as good a place as any to be saved. Don't ever be ashamed of your salvation. But tell in your testimony of the saving grace of God. A testimony. I don't know, he said, whether this man is a sinner or no. He said, but what I do know is I was blind, but now I see. Well, I'm glad I'm saved, aren't you? Who'll be next? Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
One of these days, we'll go
to heaven
and see him in glory. Praise him.
Praise the Lord. He'll be next. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Sometimes it's vocal, sometimes it's active.
At a young age, and even though I backslid as a teenager, got married.
God bless you. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
And
thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
I'm just glad, God bless you, Lord, I've been lived long enough to go to heaven and not go to hell.
God bless you, Big Jim. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for his mercy, for his love. Salvation. Where would we be without
him? Thank you, Lord. That's it. Bless you,
Lord. I love the Lord this morning because he loved me.
Yeah.
I want to keep him lovable. I thank him for saving me this morning.
Yeah.
And I know that everything that I've got belongs to him.
God bless you.
That I'm just using it for a while. And I just pray this morning for what he does each and every day of my life.
Bless him, Lord.
God bless you, Lord. Anybody else? Won't testify?
Yeah.
Tell it this morning. Yeah. Won't you give him a wave offering this morning?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad I got a testimony.
Yeah.
I may not have a lot of things, but I've got a testimony. Every material thing that we've got, a waste away with the using. It'll rust with the rust. Amen. It'll wither away. But not my testimony.
Amen.
I may lose my mind. They may carry me and put me somewhere and say he's lost it. But I can't ever lose my testimony.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The more I'll tell it, the more it'll get told.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Anybody else will testify? Let's stand together.